This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. If the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is passed, it will be the first time that the unborn child has been written into the tax code. Parents could name unborn children as beneficiaries on college savings plans, and the idea has abortion advocates criticizing tax code. One other law recognizes unborn victims of violence. The new head of pro-life activities among the nation's Catholic bishops comes with pro-life pastoral experience. Archbishop Joseph Naumann once asked fellow Kansan Kathleen Sebelius to refrain from Holy Communion after public abortion-friendly actions. He also told Girl Scouts USA that their abortion-friendly culture was not welcome in his parishes and joined other bishops in rebuking last year's Democrat vice presidential candidate for his attempted embrace of both abortion and faith. This is Life News Radio. For abortion advocates, the greatest affront from within the pro-life movement may be the Christian idea that while our bodies are our responsibility, our bodies do not belong to us. We are not our own property. We belong to God. The second affront is related to the first. Christians must live like our bodies belong to God. Love must be the final motivation for our actions. Let's make a culture of life. In other headlines, Ave Maria University professor Michael New is again correcting poor statistical analysis among abortion advocates. New says claims that the president's policies could raise abortion rates come from exceptionally misleading analysis. New genetic testing could lead to more down abortions in Britain, yet a bill in Ohio to discreetly ban abortions solely based on eugenic DNA conclusions is close to becoming law. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.